I truly am sorry for the things I said to you, Naya. I was way out of line. It's...
No, no, no. Really. I'm... Okay. I'm just in the final stages of completing your potion.
Are you really... okay?
Totally.
No, you're not. You're trembling. Your heart is racing. I can feel the vibration from here.
This mess, all of it, is my fault.
No, it's not. You were just practicing your father's work in memory of him.
Precisely. And look at the outcome. My mother was a florist. Ever since she introduced me to the beauty of flowers as a little girl, I wanted to follow in her footsteps. So she gave me her shop. But my father was a skilled magic user, highly trained and proficient in the art of spellcasting, experienced with potion brewing, the usage of dust and its creation. I wanted to follow in his footsteps as well.
It is not a crime to be inspired by the talent of one's parents.
No. But it is a crime to intentionally break a law that leads to one's alteration. My secret practices would not be a secret otherwise.
You had no control over that witch's actions. I was speaking out of anger when I said you were partly responsible. Your experiments with magic dusts and potions are harmless, and a nice way to remember your father and the work he did during his time on this world. If he hadn't shared his knowledge with you before his death, you wouldn't be able to use those magical skills to help someone who needs it, or to help yourself.
I suppose you're right.
You have nothing to fear. Your secret is safe with me. I won't tell anyone about what you're doing, regardless of whether or not this potion succeeds. You have my word.
Thanks, Justine. And I owe you an apology, my friend. Deceiving you like that and... You weren't injured, were you? No ill effects? Ah, oh, that's great. I hope that my deception has not had a negative impact on our friendship. Brilliant. Thank you for accepting my apology. Now let's see. The potion is almost ready. It just needs Valis and Lemia before the spirit blood can be applied. It seems I've run out of those two ingredients, so I'll have to take a walk to the tavern.
The tavern?
The owner is my supplier. He receives dust and potion ingredients that are smuggled in. I know he doesn't seem like the type to partake in something like this, but I trust him.
Be careful.
I will. See you in a bit.
I'm glad you and Naya are still on friendly terms. Her actions were because of me. And it would have been awful if the chemistry you two have were to be destroyed. Yeah, she told me. You've been friends for quite a while. By the way, how are you holding up? You know, with my scent. If it's too much, I can stay in the back room for the time being. If you're sure. It took Naya some time to get used to. It was overwhelming for her at first. She couldn't even stay in the same place with me. But in time, she got used to it. Well, as you can see, I'm much bigger than the average tulip, so it makes sense that my scent would be a lot stronger. Too strong, in fact. Don't worry. Providing this potion works, you won't have to tolerate it for much longer. And my body will be restored back to its former glory. You'll be looking forward to that, I'm sure. You did say you find me attractive. If my current form pleases you, then just wait until you see my true appearance as a human. You'll be ogling me a lot more than you are now. Unless your interests lie with Naya. Are you sure it's not more than that? She is beautiful, both inside and out. And you've known each other a lot longer than I've known you. I think there's a chance you and Naya would make a perfect couple. You don't think so? Two lovebirds who started off as friends, working together in a flower shop. Sounds romantic and sweet to me. Or it could be three lovebirds. I am in the picture. Don't forget. Calm down. I'm only teasing. I knew someone was supplying her with all of this. She had to be getting it from somewhere. But the owner of the tavern? I just didn't expect it to be him. I mean, he's a dwarf. You know how dwarfs feel about anything that involves magic. But it seems like he's an exception. Well, to be honest, I expected the supplier to be either a witch or a wizard. The type of people you'd expect to share their ingredients with fellow magic users. It is illegal, but that doesn't mean its practitioners have ceased to exist. Of course, a lot of them were wiped out during the war, along with their children. But there are still survivors. Survivors who continue to defy the Queen in secrecy, passing their knowledge on to future generations. Or simply inspiring those who show an interest. Just look at your friend Naya, for example. Oh, no doubt. I'm sure the Queen suspects that these people are still within her kingdom. She would have to be pretty stupid to believe otherwise. But unless she has proof, or sees their defiance with her own eyes, then there's nothing she can do. The more she intimidates with her leadership, and the more she manipulates the followers of her kingdom, the deeper magic users like Naya will continue to operate from under the watchful eyes of her reign. she could seek them out. But only if she uses the very thing she outlawed. Or she could deploy spies if she's aware of the individual or group defying her. But that awareness would have to be the result of leaked information. Or a report. Which is what I was planning to do in regards to Naya. I still feel incredibly guilty about that. The level of fear she had was intense. You couldn't feel it, but I could. My tulip roots are intertwined with my legs and feet. They're sensitive to the smallest of vibrations. I could feel her heartbeat. How fast it was. As if her heart would explode. I could feel her trembles. She was nice enough to take me in. And in return, I treated her like dirt, making her fear for her life. It's no excuse. My anger toward her was blind and misguided. She chose to be selfless. Naya could have left me outside to be killed by the queen's bloodthirsty ilk. My curse is not her fault. Yet she still felt responsible. I made her feel that way. The empathy and compassion she has shown towards me is the reason I'm still alive. And now she's risking her life to get... Naya? Are you okay? What happened?
You need to hide. Both of you.
Hide? Why? What's wrong?
She's coming.
Who's coming?
The Queen's right hand.
You mean... Lady Ellis? What is she doing here?
My supplier told me that Ellis has been instructed by the Queen to snoop around on the main street. Word is, the Queen has grown suspicious of this area.
Damn it!
Just when the potion is so close to completion.
And you're certain she will come here?
I saw her walking in this direction after questioning a group of people. Before that, she was at the tavern asking questions. I had to take a different path to avoid being seen.
Can't we just hide in the back room?
No. That is one of the first places she will look, if she chooses to do so. You can hide behind these shelves. The plants are covering the gaps, and I doubt she will search here.
Wait, what about all the ingredients, the potion vials, your magic dusts?
Oh, right.
Give them to me. I'll keep them within my petals until it's safe to come out.
Okay. That's all of them.
Quickly, let's hide. Go in before me. Naya, keep a lookout. I hope the smell from the other flowers hides my scent. We'll find out soon enough.
I see her.
All right. Pull it in tight. And the other one.
Hurry.
Naya, how lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you too, Lady Ellis. How have you been?
Fine. What about you?
I feel the same. And the queen?
Never better.
That's great.
Indeed.
So, what can I get you? Any flowers in particular that catch your eye? Any bouquets?
Actually, I came here for a little chat.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is a matter of great importance. If you have time, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Mind if we take a step outside? The smell of tulips, I believe. It's bothering me.
Oh, well, yes, I do have a few bouquets of those. They do have a very strong scent. Very strong at times, depending on the amount I have in my shop.
Yes, very strong.
After you. Sure.
I had a feeling my scent would not be masked. Even with the huge variety of plants in this shop, she can still smell me the most. And the scent might give away our position unless she's fallen for that lie about the bouquets and thinks nothing of it. Fingers crossed. No. Lady Alice doesn't know about my existence. At least, I don't think she does. How could she? Apart from you and that cat Maxwell, nobody but Naya has seen me in this form. I wonder where that furball is anyway. Of course not. I traveled back to the shop soon after the curse was placed on me. I made sure to remain out of sight. At one point, I even hid in the barrels of a fruit cart until the streets were deserted. I don't know why the queen has grown suspicious. Maybe someone got careless and the queen found out about the smuggling. I don't know. Huh? What do you mean? Checks. They have never carried out checks before. And if that were the case, why only send one person? The right hand of the queen is known for her competence, but sending her out here, alone, without an escort? Whatever the reason, I just hope Naya can lead her away from here. If she finds us, we're all dead.